to box.
Can you believe it?
For Chemist Warehouse.
Great savings every day.
And Hoyt's Herbs and Spices.
Changing the mood of food.
And this could be the most crucial goal of all.
Yes, this is Box to Box. We said off the top of the show that gradually the league titles are being ticked off. Obviously, the Premier League yet to be decided, but PSG have got Ligue 1 in their back pocket. Leverkusen have finally broken the drought in the Bundesliga, and in this past week, Inter beat their cross-city rivals AC Milan to win the Serie A Scudetto. Well, pretty much with a leg in the air, and the man we usually talk to about all matters Italian football, and we will get to the Azzurri and the upcoming Euros in a moment, is our good friend Adriano Del Monte in Milan, just finishing off his second espresso of the day. How are you, Adriano?
Very well, Rob. Great to speak to you guys as always.
Yeah, excellent, mate. And, well, look, I guess I want to get straight to the point. It always seems at this time of year when clubs are sort of clearing out for that season, unsuccessful managers and looking around for other managers. Simone Inzaghi, it doesn't always work that legendary players becomes managers. I mean, we just look at Frank Lampard, Steven Gerrard as recent examples. The list could go on for as long as you like. But, if you look at his progression at Lazio to taking this role, just what difference has he really made to what's already been a successful side? How do you rate him as a manager?
Look, he's right up there, and obviously Inter are very keen to keep hold of him. Obviously, some other clubs now, there are some rumours and reports of other clubs with vacancies looking to make an offer, make an approach for Simone Inzaghi. But I can tell you the very, very latest reports here that Inter are certain to make a big contract extension and offer to him. So, look, I don't think this chapter of his career will end anytime soon. And why should it? It's incredible what he's been able to do with this team, of course, an Inter Milan team who, let's look back over the course of the last 10, 15 years, a lot of difficult moments, not so much consistency, particularly in the 2010s after that treble win. Back in 2010, it was a really difficult period for Inter Milan, but they came through, obviously won another Scudetto with Conte, and now Inzaghi's come in and, look, continue to build on what Conte, also Spalletti before him, had started to build at that club. And Simone Inzaghi, a very calm individual, brings that presence into the dressing room, knows how to get the best out of top-tier talent. And the reward of being, undoubtedly one of the best teams in Europe this season. I take great regret for Inter and their fans this season from the Champions League run. I think there was a Champions League there to be won for this team this season. They're as good as any club in Europe. And personally, I had only City rated higher than them. And with City now out, it was a massive opportunity. But not to be, but look, on the domestic front, a long way clear at the top of Italian football. And I was there at the Derby, the way that they won it, and just all of the drama and history around that made it all the more special for Inter Milan fans. So, look, I've been living here in Milan now for 5 years, and that's five different winners every year. Obviously, Inter won it twice in that period, but it's great to see the competition at the top of Italian football, and Inzaghi and Inter are already, I think, will be very hard to stop come next season.
Yeah, and every country with a football pedigree has its own celebrations. I've seen on our family chat, my wife, whose family live up in the north near Treviso, just outside of Venice, for those who don't know, back in 1991 when they won the UEFA Cup, my cousin-in-laws piled me in the back of the car with their Inter flags out the window, driving at a million miles an hour and doing laps around the Duomo and the cathedral, for those not familiar. They really do go off. Insofar as Inzaghi, just to wrap the point up there, potential for work abroad in the Premier League. Does he speak English well? It shouldn't be, but it seems to be a prerequisite to success in the Premier League.
Yeah, we don't have the strongest English speakers in Italy, so his English, look, certainly not anywhere near a native level. As I said, the very, very latest word here on the ground in Milan is that Inzaghi will definitely be offered a significant extension here, and the word is that he will stay. And again, I think a project that he has built at Inter and where they're going, they are capable next season of challenging for absolutely everything. Despite the elimination to Atletico in the Champions League, I don't think there's any club over a two-legged tie that they would fear. We know Mbappe, Real Madrid next season is going to be a handful for everyone, given where they're currently at. But this is an Inter team who I think, look, if he were to make a move to Liverpool tomorrow, which it won't happen, the final boss looks certain to be going to Liverpool. But if he were to make that move, you're essentially starting again at that level. I think what he's done is he's on the cusp of absolute greatness here and potentially building a dynasty. Look, I have hope for the other Italian clubs, but I think this Inter team, I think they've been the best club the last three seasons. They only have the one Scudetto to show for it, but this is something potentially special that is brewing, and I think he would be not a madman to leave, but I think it would be the wrong move at this stage for Inzaghi to part ways with Inter. I think there'll be many opportunities to come in the future if he can continue this great run of form.
Well, the competition in Serie A, such as it was, came from Milan and Juve, but they didn't put up that much resistance. So it's typified by the 0-0 that they had themselves and shared the point over the weekend. What do those teams need to do to get closer to Inter? Is it manager? Is it personnel? Can they not do it just because Inter have got that economic power that just makes it very difficult for them to be matched in Serie A at the moment?
The answer in short, Derek, is that it's a bit of everything. I think they're both, well, we've seen on the pitch they're miles off the consistency of Inter this season. Inter have really had the core of this squad that they've built. They've strengthened as seasons have gone by. It's funny, I was picked, the last two matches I've worked at were the derby, and Milan-Inter went into one, the Scudetto, and then Juventus-Milan, and they're very different games. Juve-Milan, 0-0. Look, both teams who need to get back in the Champions League. Of course, Milan were eliminated in the group stage this season. Juventus weren't in Europe altogether. It's two teams that desperately need to be playing at the highest level and going deep in that competition. I think Juventus, starting with them, I think they've gone away from their identity. I think they've lost their identity in recent seasons. There's no doubt there'll be a managerial change at the end of the campaign. The word here is Thiago Motta is all but confirmed internally to take over from Massimiliano Allegri. And that's a change for me that I think has been a long time coming. There's just a need for a spark on the bench. And with that, there's a lot of quality in that Juventus squad, but there are a lot of players at the present time under the current manager not really performing at their highest level. I've interviewed a lot of the Juventus players, and really, without them saying it, it's been quite clear that they're not overly content with their role and the direction of the club on pitch at this point in time. Off the pitch, Juventus are still running smoothly, but there's a lot of work that needs to be done on the pitch to I guess, align with the good work they're doing off it. For Milan, look, it's a bit the same. They've been a club that have, of course, 12 months ago, they were in a semi-final of the Champions League. It's not all doom and gloom for Milan, but very similarly, they're in a position where they do have a couple of players that have either finished or close to moving on. Olivier Giroud will move to Los Angeles at the end of the season. He's been integral to their growth and success despite his age in the last couple of seasons. Stefano Pioli, the manager, who, look, I really think he maximised his potential at this club. He did amazing things, but he too now is getting to a point where it looks very, very likely he will move on at the end of the season. But then the question begs for Milan, who comes in? A lot of Milan fans here want Antonio Conte, despite his links to Juventus and Inter. Who will be the right man to come in and really, again, re-energize and provide that spark for this squad as well? So, look, I think it's not all doom and gloom for both, but a lot of changes need to be made, and they need to make the right changes in order to maintain the pace with a club who, on pitch, are as complete as this Inter squad are at the present time.
You mentioned Thiago Motta before, and of course he's playing his trade at Bologna, and I wondered whether you'd give our listeners a bit of a sense of them. They're not a fancy team by any means. I nearly collapsed when I saw that their captain was Scottish, Liam Ferguson, and I was thinking to myself, who's this guy? So maybe tell us about the job that Motta has done, and how Bologna have managed to sort of break through Roma and Napoli and people like that to get to fourth.
It has been, look, for me, it's one of the best stories in Europe this season. A team like Bologna, Bologna are a mid-table team historically at best. They have had some moments in their history, but certainly in the current era we're in, it's a team that have been a solid mid-table Serie A team. And Thiago Motta has come in, previous experiences as a manager. He started at Paris Saint-Germain in their youth team, and then took a role at Genoa, went to Spezia, and now he's taken this role at Bologna and really flourished with some some really important players in the squad. Ferguson, you mentioned there's Zesi, who's come in with a great experience at Bayern Munich. And a lot of quality of players who've had some experience at top clubs in Italy. But he's been able to really mould his style of play with not so much pressure on a team that have really flourished. It's a really strong possession-based style where look, from all reports, from all players I've spoken to at the club, what they love about him the most is that he's really adaptable to... He's a really intelligent manager, and he's not fixed in one style of play. And as such, he's really brought out the best in some of his players who've really bought into to his system and his philosophies. It was very famous when he was at Paris Saint-Germain in the youth team. He was playing with two defenders and a sort of a 2-6-1 style formation. And look, he's really modernizing the approach, I guess, to Italian football. As such, this is a team now, given the fact that Italy will have five clubs in next season's UEFA Champions League. Quite incredibly, Bologna are almost certain to be one of those five. And it's a remarkable story. Unfortunately, it does look like it will end this season, though, because, again, my word is that he will certainly be the coach of Juventus in a few months' time and may take a couple of his top players with him, which means Bologna next season Champions League, 8 group stage fixtures due to the expanded format. It may be a tough season for them, but nevertheless, what he's done for this beautiful city and this big, big club is tremendous. And look, I think it's a story that will become more known as they embark on a Champions League campaign in a few months' time, which will be remarkable. But certainly one to keep an eye on. They still need a few points to secure the spot, but the fact that they're up there battling with the likes of Juventus and Milan still for second place is extraordinary.
And one final one from me there. I wanted to ask about Roma, because you mentioned the fact that Inter were disappointed to go out of the Champions League and end their European interest. But of course, Roma are facing down a semi-final versus Leverkusen, of all people. Of course, they have got rid of Mourinho part way through the season. Club legend Daniel De Rossi has taken over and seems to have acquitted himself fairly well to keep them in fifth in Serie A and in this Europa League run. They're feeling confident that they can do what virtually nobody has done this season and beat Bayer Leverkusen?
Look, they will be. There's no doubt about that. They were beaten by Thiago Motta's Bologna earlier in the week, but this is a team in Roma who... There's something different. If you ever come to Italian football matches and you go to the Stadio Olimpico when Roma play, there is something different about the energy inside that stadium. And on big European nights or in big domestic fixtures, there's something else about this match. Now, call me crazy, I'm not sure, but Leverkusen, look, they won the title. They've been amazing to watch. They've been the story of the season. There's no doubt about that. But Leverkusen... there is the feeling here they have to lose at some point. They've been pulling off a lot of 97th, 96th minute equalizers or late winners. I get the feeling, I don't know if in the tie, but I really am confident that De Rossi's Roma can do what no club has done this season and win the first leg. I've predicted a 2-1 for this match. I think they have the quality, but it's that 12th man in the stands at the Olimpico, which is just something else. It's something you cannot really put into words. What De Rossi has been able to do, what he has been able to bring to this team, is a true understanding of what it means to be a player of AS Roma. Roma, yes, one of the biggest clubs in Italy, haven't had too much success, but those that are from Rome need to play for this club. And as I said, it's something different to everywhere else I've travelled to in Italy. Everyone has their own unique tweaks and what it means to be from this city, from this club. But Roma is just something else. And De Rossi bringing that to this team, reinvigorating this team, unleashing some of his key players who were really restricted in the latter stages of Mourinho's tenure, has seen just some minor changes bring out the absolute best in what is a very, very good squad on paper. That's something we cannot disregard about this Roma team. So, look, they have dreams of winning the Europa League. They have dreams of playing Champions League football next season. And De Rossi, for this point in time, is he the man for the long, long-term future? Time will tell. The club will commit to him. But I think in this moment, in this period where things weren't going their way at all, I think it's a refreshing face, mind, Roma person through and through that has really brought out the best in this team. And that's why I give them every chance of doing what no club has done this season, this week, and beating Leverkusen.
Well, It will be fascinating if they manage to stop the German juggernaut, who just seem to find ways to keep that unbeaten streak alive. So that's a game to watch. What will be also worth watching is the Euros not too far away now. 3 years ago, we were watching the delayed Euros in Wembley. I remember watching your just ecstatic reaction as you watched the finals and commentated on it. I was down here in Melbourne at Cafe Notturno, sadly, the much lamented Cafe Notturno, which for anyone else around Australia was the go-to place to watch football for anyone connected to Italians. And at this time last year, Luciano Spalletti was lifting the Scudetto with Napoli. Now all the pressure is on him to do something with this this defence of the Euros. A pretty tricky group: Spain, Croatia, and you know, certainly no easy beats Albania. They're going to do well just to get out of the group, let alone defend their title.
Look, it's you never know what to make of an Italy squad going into a tournament, especially in this form. It's look, I think on paper, it's not the strength of the Italian squad 3 years ago. But then again, 3 years ago, I don't think anyone were really tipping Italy to go all the way and win it. Italy in tournaments, anything is possible. And if you've covered or if you follow the Italian football for a long time, you know that typically in the group stage of tournaments, they just do enough to get through and they start to grow and build into tournaments. I'm very confident that if this team can get out of the group, Spain, Croatia, Albania, no easy match there. But if they can get out of the group, everything is absolutely anything is possible. I do fear for where the goals will come from an Italian perspective. Look, defensively in the Euros 3 years ago, they were so complete. Obviously, the Bonucci, Chiellini playing at their absolute best in the very latter years of their careers. This time around, defensively, perhaps not the same strength, although we will have a lot of Inter players who will feature that have been so successful at club level. So hopefully that can translate to the national team. But again, as I go through every line, I just feel not as strong as it were a few years ago. In attack, where will the goals come from? So with limited options, but again, as I said, when that blue shirt takes to the field in a tournament, really anything is possible. And that's sort of all I can bank it on at this point, because there's a bit of pessimism here, if I can say. There's not so much optimism that the title can be captured again and win the third European crown. But it's always exciting, of course, for Italian fans after missing the last two World Cups, obviously with that Euros sandwich in the middle. But it's refreshing to see the national team back into another big tournament. And of course, in Germany, where the national team have had great success, cast your mind back to 2006. So look, it's exciting nevertheless. It's the peak of many of these players' careers playing for their national team at tournaments. And we'll see what happens. But I go in with some reservations, and I think, you know, obviously a lot of focus on that opening game in Dortmund against Albania, and we'll get a good read of where they're at going in.
Adriano, you wouldn't be Italian if you didn't go in with some reservations. I mean, every Italian I know not only think the glass is half empty, but that someone has poisoned the half glass. So, you know, that's just classic Italian expectation, isn't it, mate? So,
for sure.
But when it goes off and the title, you know, unexpectedly, like it did last time, it comes through, especially against a nation like England, which has been through, as is well documented, so much pain for Italy. You know, the occasional missing of a tournament or underperforming is probably accepted with a little bit more sang-froid than it otherwise would be, if the Italians can muster up any of that, for that matter. Hey, mate, look, we better let you go. Thanks again for coming on. As we get closer to those Euros, we will be reaching out to get your vibe on what's happening. Obviously, you'll be in Germany for it, mate. So can't wait to talk to you a bit more about it then.
Pleasure as always, guys. Always good to chat. Keep up the great work.